Sybil, did you watch the first season of American Crime?
I was glued to the entire season.
Well, the second season of American Crime premieres tonight on ABC. The director who wrote 12 Years a Slave is John Ridley. John Ridley, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Excited?
I could not be more excited, you know, to have a program like American Crime, to be able to tell stories from different perspectives, offer up different kinds of characters, to have the audience respond the way that they did in the first season, and to be able to be invited back for a second season and hopefully tell stories from other perspectives that one doesn't normally see. It's a rare opportunity.
Are your stories based on true stories?
We certainly try to have an emotional honesty to the work that we're doing. So we find true stories. We try to find people who've lived those stories. But we do want to have a narrative in the sense that we want to offer up different kinds of perspectives and not feel as though, you know, I've done real-life stories, Red Tails, 12 Years of Slaves, and Always by My Side about Jimi Hendrix. I feel like if you're telling a true story, you have a real obligation to try to stick as close to the facts as possible. And one of the things that we want to do with American Crime is offer up as many perspectives as possible. So they are based on things that are certainly really happening. And unfortunately, with our second season, there was just a case in Tennessee. The second season deals with sexual assault with athletic teams at schools. Mm-hmm. Just over the holiday weekend, there was a similar assault at a school in Tennessee. So based on facts.
That's why I was asking. That's why I was asking. Was it based on a true story? Because I understand.
All of these things are
all
happening.
All of these things have happened.
All of these things are happening. Yeah.
What about Undercover Brother, John? anything based on fact for that one?
I will tell you, it is certainly that was based on my perception of how things work sometimes in our society. Yeah.
The thing that struck me about last season with American Crime is that there were so many things happening that were going on in real life. And I know that you pointed out, I saw an interview with you where you said you started production in the wake of the Trayvon Martin murder. And
right.
Then you were in production during Ferguson. And then you were, the broadcast of the show was following Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah. It's one of those things that, you know, people looked at it and they said, wow, how were you able to predict what was going on? And I said, unfortunately, you know, we're chasing it. I wish that we could have offered up something that was predictive and maybe cautionary. But unfortunately, you know, if the show were on the air right now, events very similar are still happening. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing that we do well on American Crime is listen. We try not to preach. We try to listen. And when you listen, you hear about stories, you hear about things that are going on that maybe are just or have not broken on the national headline. It has the effect of making us look brighter, but we're not, it's not that we're bright, it's that we're patient and that we listen. And we would hope the same for our audiences, that they would listen during our broadcast, but then that they would feel energized and activated. And believe me, there are obviously plenty of folks out there who are already thankfully doing that. But these kinds of things are happening.
Why do you think we're so fascinated with crime and watching crime shows and movies and stuff like that?
Well, I would have to say, fortunately, I think a lot of the fascination comes from the fact that it doesn't a large percentage of us are not visited directly by many of these things. It plays a lot in the news. It's out there. I'm not saying they do not happen. They clearly do. But thankfully, a lot of us are not visited by it. You know, I spent doing a film about Jimi Hendrix, spent a long time in the UK. You know, they have nothing but shows on television about murder, and their murder rates are even lower than ours. So there is a fascination. Unfortunately, this year, where we deal with the sexual assault, that is a crime that does visit people at alarming rates.
Yeah,
and it's underreported, under-adjudicated, not dealt with in the ways that it should be dealt with. So I think this year, because we're dealing with assault, we're dealing a lot more with family.
Yeah.
And please tell me, the award-winning Regina King is returning to the cast of American Crime.
Absolutely. Regina just is a phenomenal. phenomenal individual as a person, phenomenal as an actress, and I hope and believe that we presented her with a character that is equally as rich as Aaliyah Shadid, the character that she played last year where mm-hmm. she was rewarded with the Emmy, but also equally different. Mm-hmm. She's a married, has a family. She's married to Andre Benjamin, Andre 3000, yeah. in our show this year. They have a young son. They are a family of means. They are a family of sharp intellect, of prominence in their community. Their son gets embroiled in allegations. And we're seeing a family, and in particular a family of color, that has every means in the world to protect and defend their son. But even in 2016, does having money, does having affluence, does having prominence, does that trump ultimately being black? Mm. And when a young black man is named next to a crime, no matter the capacities of the family, can they navigate those circumstances in the way perhaps another family who is of equal means and of equal stature but of a different race, what would the result be for them? How do we compare and contrast those differences?
All right. American Crime.
I'm telling you.
Tonight on ABC.
I'm so in.
That's John Ridley.
Thank you for all your great work.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Oh,
all right.
You. Thank you for the support, and Happy New Year to you all.
Undercover
you
Brother was great.
Wasn't it? That was great.
I know
that
you got
Soul Brother number one, yes. James Brown. Oh, yeah.